Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the fans have always been good to me over there, and, you know, that's one thing I'll always remember for sure.
So you've been through and recovered from Tommy John surgery in the past. Going back, you had an injection on your sore right shoulder, got an infection, three surgeries to treat all that. Have we got the numbers right so far?
Four surgeries.
Four surgeries now.
Yeah, I had a fourth in April.
So was the last surgery the bone graft surgery, which required a donor?
That was the third surgery, and the fourth one was a surgery to get my capsule released because I had like impingement and no rotation in my shoulder.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, but going back to the third one, getting a donor, was that tough to find?
Yeah, it took a few months. I mean, it was one of those things where you have to wait for the right match and everything, and then once you find it, it's got to be put in within 17 to 20 days, I think, or something like that is what they said. We put it in the 17th day, so, you know, that took, I think we started our process in October.
So was the fourth surgery necessary? Like, did you expect to have the fourth after the third?
Definitely not. I mean, but it was something that they said was going to be quick, simple, and it would help because there was no way I could have played after the. I mean, the third one, my arm motion was no good, and to get it there, there's no way it would have happened, pretty much.
But with that third surgery, where the surgery required grafting the bone and the cartilage onto the back of your right shoulder and your arm, there weren't any guarantees of your professional career continuing, but it was supposed to improve your quality of life. I mean, did it achieve that?
I guess to an extent, I guess. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm looking at it now and wondering, because I mean, the way where I sit right now, it's not looking good. So I don't know. I mean, I still have pain and everything in my arm. So it's a it's something that, you know, you got to look back on and make sure you made the right move. But, I mean, I had no cartilage, either way you look at it, so.
Oh, gosh. So, are you throwing at all?
I was throwing, and then, you know, the pain, it was the same pain I've always had. And I got back to 150 feet just throwing every single throw with, like, a knife stabbing in my shoulder.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
You know, I just got to a point where I was like, you know, this is not worth it anymore. You know, I'm with Hap Hudson, who was the Blue Jays old trainer in Mississippi, and it's a process that, you know, you got to keep going, but there's nowhere I can go from here because I'm right back to what I got to before. And, I mean, there's a chance that I might have another surgery. Coming up here, I got to talk to the doctor on Monday with something with my nerve because they think it might be nerve or something. But if not, then, you know, that might be the end of the road, per se.
So you had a nerve test done this week, but you don't know the results yet.
Yeah, I know the results. They came up negative, and I was told by the doctor, if they come up negative, there's probably nothing else we can do. You're just not going to be able to play anymore. So, you know, where I sit right now, obviously I'm not in the best moods and up in life, but you know what, there's still a chance. Like Sean Hill was one guy that, they told him the same stuff, and he went and had the thoracic outlet surgery, and, you know, he's pitching again, no pain, so no symptoms. He after he had that surgery, was symptom-free. I just got to see if that has any chance of me being able to do that. And if not, then, you know, it's I guess I got to call it a career.
Yeah. But have you talked to Sean Hill?
I talked to his wife. He's playing. I don't like bothering people while they're playing. I mean, it's just basically one of those things where he had pain. He had a lot of surgeries, and he did the surgery, the thoracic outlet, and he's symptom-free, pain-free 3 months after it. So, you know, it's something that is definitely a chance. Whether or not I want to go through with it is another. You know, it's if they can tell me that it'll help, then I'll definitely do it. But if it's, you know, if it's a chance 50-50, I would still probably do it. But if there's a slim chance it would help, you know, I just don't know if I want to get cut on again.
Jesse Litch with us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. Jesse, I know you're disappointed, but you sound like you're in a decent place right now, mentally speaking, in looking at your future here and how realistic. Do you feel like you're in a good? I mean, as disappointed as you are, like, do you feel like you're in an okay place here?
I mean, I look back and I mean, I feel like I've accomplished a lot in the game. I mean, I had six good years with the Blue Jays in the big leagues, and I you know, I look back and, you know, I'm thankful for that. But obviously, I would love to get more years in and keep it going. But you know, there's going to be a place for me somewhere doing something, and you know, I'm not sure what it is going to be yet. I would love to stay in baseball, but you know, as of right now, I'm not calling it a career yet, but you know, it could be within the next few days that I have to make a decision. And you know, it's a decision that's, you know, it's something that I don't want to have to look back on in the future. So,
well, and, you know, Jesse, as disappointing as it is, obviously you do have to look back at what you were able to accomplish and be proud of that, and I think you'll come to a very good place on that, and you got to know that you're highly regarded, you're very well liked, and you do have a future in baseball. It'll just be as something else, and you just have to figure out what that is.
Yeah, you know, that's the mindset I have too. You know, there's something. I mean, I got a knack for baseball, and I know how to, you know, teach people, and I know how to scout people. So I mean, there's things that I can do, coach, scout, whatever it may be. You know, I just have to find the right opportunity and go with it. It's just a matter of, you know, getting my interest out there and see what would come forward to me, I guess.
Yeah, well, and baseball's a small world. You always know somebody that knows somebody, and then you end up landing somewhere else. I mean, if the Blue Jays were to come call and they had something for you, would you be interested?
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, I'm very familiar with the organization, so I know everything pretty much to know about the Blue Jays organization. It's just a matter of, you know, what and if it fits right, you know, for my family and to go with it. I mean, obviously there's definitely interest for sure.
So what are you doing right now to kind of take your mind off things a little bit? Aside from me calling you and asking you how's it going, what are you doing to take your mind off things?
Well, see, I'm still able to do everyday living. I mean, I can golf, I can do everything. It's just the throwing that hurts. So, I mean, I was out golfing today with, you know, three of my buddies, and, you know, that's something that I find relaxes me pretty well. And then I hang out with my wife, and, you know, we sit and go to movies and stuff like that. It keeps your mind, you know, off, occupied on that and not on the what's at hand, I guess.
Yeah, and you're able to sleep okay?
Yeah, I mean, sleeping's fine. It hasn't really set in yet, I guess. I mean, I've had some depression for sure, and it's something that, you know, you have to deal with. People deal with it differently, and I have my ways of dealing with it, and you know, I had the help of my wife and family around to help, you know, offset whatever it may be, and you know, just go with it. I've always been mentally strong and stuff like that, but you know, it's starting to get to that where it's taking a mental toll on me. So I got to take a step back and make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, and like you said, you do have a lot of support. You have a lot of people around you, a lot of people to lean on. You're not in this alone, and surely, Jesse, you're not the first one to retire a little earlier than expected. So, you know, I would think and encourage you to talk to some others that have retired at a younger age. And discuss it with them, because you know that there have been, and it's not to throw cold water on what you're going through or to demean it whatsoever, but you know there have been a lot of people before you that have gone through this, and they could help you through it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the main thing that sucks the most is that it was caused by a doctor, and it was out of my hands the whole time, and that's the thing I think that's most troublesome to me, is the fact that I didn't hurt my arm actually playing. I heard it from an infection that I got from a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of that's always in the back of my head. Like, I think, what if, you know, what if I was able to play that season? What if? And that's not a good way to go out, is thinking what if, you know. And I got to get my mind around the process of, you know, seeing what the next step is.
Yeah. Well, you know, with many things, a loss of whatever it is in life, Jesse, I'm sure you found this as well, or maybe you're finding it out now. Time really helps a lot of things, and some things really do happen for a reason. That sometimes something happens to you in your life or in your career that is altering in a very big way, and then you go on to do something else that you just absolutely will love, that you can't imagine having ever done it, that you wouldn't have gotten the opportunity. The right time wouldn't have come along had this not happened. So you got to hold out faith that this is happening for a reason, that there, you know, something better is just around the corner.
Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, that's what I tell myself every day. You know, it's something's going to happen. It's happening for a reason. I'm a smart guy, and I've been around the block, shall they say. And if it's in baseball, I got a good knowledge of the game. So it's something that I'll be able to do. If it's, you know, broadcasting something like that, or outside of the game of baseball, you know, it's something that I know if I put my mind to it, I'll be fine. You know, that's all I did while I played baseball. You know, I was never the best per se, but I put my mind to it, and I always did it, and I worked my butt off. So
yeah, well, look, not holding out hope entirely, but Jesse Litch, whatever you're going to be doing, you're going to be great at it. And look, keep us posted on how you're doing. You know, you got a lot of fans here, and we always want to welcome you on to give everybody an update on how you're doing, because you know we're rooting for you. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jesse. Appreciate it, and chin up, right, pal?
All right, man, I appreciate it.